Anything beyond the $50 million, we'll only take 20%.
Yeah.
Good guy, Steam. Good guy, Steam, right there. Good guy, Steam. You guys, Gabe Newell, you're doing great over there, mate. What's happening, everybody, and welcome to the world premiere of Conversations, where we record the conversations we were gonna have anyway, mostly about games and entertainment and stuff. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro with the most below, Sheps. How's it going, Brozy?
It's going really good. You nailed the new intro.
It didn't take me 20 takes, but don't worry about that.
We definitely didn't.
Gloss over that. Today, we're gonna be talking about the Steam store and Epic store, battling it out and how gamers are crying about everything. Are you ready to talk about some gamer crying?
I am ready to talk about
Before we get into that, let's let you guys know that this is a show that we upload on YouTube every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for your enjoyment. And then at the end, as an uninterrupted podcast, on podcast services...
Around the world.
If you like that, guys, feel free to hit that subscribe button and let us know in the comment section how awesome we're doing and what you guys like about it.
Yep. Yeah.
So, Steam versus the Epic Store and how PC gamers are not happy about any of the exclusivity deals that Epic are managing to get with all of these new games that are coming out.
Yes.
But those of you guys that don't know, Epic have managed to snag up a bunch of games that are exclusive on PC to the Epic Game Store.
Yes.
Big games, I'm going to name just a couple of them here. There are a lot of them. You've got The Division 2, which is a massive game right now. Fortnite,
Wait,
obviously.
Epic has Fortnite?
Unbelievable, right?
How did they get that?
They snagged that deal.
How did they get that?
Right under Steam's nose. They were like, we're taking that from you guys right then. Hades, Journey, Metro Exodus, very popular game at the moment. They've also got, and this is quite an interesting one, a second party Sony exclusive, Beyond Two Souls, Heavy Rain, and Detroit Become Human, all from Quantic Dream. Very good stuff.
I didn't know about those.
Yeah, they're second party, so they're not actually owned by Sony. Sony don't really see PC as a competitor.
If you're coming out hard as a new place to get games, and one of the things that you have is DC...
This thing here, Detroit Become Human.
Yeah, Detroit Become Human, not DC. I'm thinking Division.
You're thinking of the Division, yeah. But yeah, that's interesting,
that's a heavy
hitter
title to come out with.
I was quite interested when I saw that, but...
That's pretty cool.
Great, more people to play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Telltale's Walking Dead as well. And there's a bunch of other games out there that are fantastic.
That's not the whole list, but those are some that you're likely to know.
People are not happy about this, specifically PC gamers. Now, I know what you're thinking. When are PC gamers ever happy about anything?
I was thinking
exactly. When it comes to gamers and the whole console wars and stuff like that, it pales in comparison to the shit talking and the crybabies of PC gaming.
So the way people think of it is that you've got the consoles, so Xbox and PlayStation beef each other out. Yeah. And then PC beefs out, hits down.
Yes.
What really happens is there's consoles here, and then PC hits down, and then you've got the whole real war that's going on, which is PC against PC.
Exactly.
That's the real fight. Exactly. That's the war movie you want to film.
Right.
Yeah.
And people are really, really annoyed now that they have to, instead of going to the same one place, the same monopoly that Steam had all the time, going to Steam and buying all of their games and playing it through there, they're annoyed that they now... have the option, because it is an option, to go to somewhere else to get their game.
Yeah, this is funny as well, because we spoke about this, so this is Conversations, but we have conversations we were going to have anyway.
Exactly.
We spoke about this previously, about how it's not like they have to download the game. You're downloading a portal to games.
Exactly.
It's like downloading an app on your phone. It takes 30 seconds. It's nothing much. And Fortnite's pretty huge, whether you love it or hate it or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have Fortnite.
Have it. And you have to get the Epic Game Store API in order to...
So they already have it.
So you already have it. This is the thing. So on top of having the option, if you don't not go to it and do not buy it. That's one option. On top of that, it's free. Literally costing you nothing.
Yeah.
There is no barrier to entry other than that when you're typing in where you go or what app to launch, you type in different keys. Now, I get that there are some features built into Steam and stuff like that people like... UI browsers within Steam and other stuff like that.
But the thing is, Steam, the meme about Steam is that it just rapes your wallet because of the Steam sales.
Exactly.
Not that that's a bad thing, because you are getting games cheap, but the problem is the games are so cheap and almost too good that people end up with 10 or 15 games that they mean to play, that they've paid for, aren't going to play, and just go back to CSGO.
Exactly. They never play it, and then they just go back to what they were playing before. And also, a lot of people have agreed in the PC community that Steam, the software, is very bloated and does take up a lot of space, and sometimes it's not very refined, it's not optimized, where sometimes it's a Russian roulette of whether or not it will actually open. Click it, and it's like, oh, no.
They hit a winning formula 10 years ago and haven't really updated it. That seems to be the...
And when Steam came out, I remember the PC community reviling. Just absolutely like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to download this thing in order to play games. Oh my God. And now it's like, I want Steam and nothing else.
Nothing else.
When Epic Games are doing the same thing, you're saying exactly the same thing. It could turn out to be something amazing. Anyway, all of this is all pointless anyway, because PC gamers, end of the day, they're going to be stuck in their room. They're going to be grabbing their mouse and keyboard to play Minesweeper on their $3,000 gaming rig. That's really all they're going to do.
Just max the settings, 1440p.
Exactly.
Minesweeper.
And XL Pro and stuff like that. That's all they're really going to be doing.
Solitaire.
Let's talk about how Epic have managed to snag all these exclusives and whatnot, and why it is, in my opinion, that PC gamers are actually mad at this.
So just quickly before, Epic's not a new company.
No.
Relatively speaking, they're somewhat young.
Yeah.
And the current version of Epic is like the X-Men version of Epic. Like they hit a mutant power, realised what they had, and doubled down on that new model. And that's why they're like, you know, they're becoming Magneto. You know, they're just this unstoppable force. PC gamers and just people in general, people that aren't already fans of their stuff, are finding that they don't like it because they need an enemy. Talking of likes, that brings us to today's sponsor, smashing that like button.
That like button!
You can smash that like button for free using code smash that like button.
Yes, exactly. Help us out, guys. It means a lot.
So the Epic Store, I think it's because currently it's quite hot to bash Fortnite. It's Fortnite's for kids, blah, blah, blah. And I think that's really what it is. And what I do see happening
Mutual hatred bonds people way more than mutual love or anything
like that. And what I see happening is the Epic Store is going to be fine. And once people see how good it actually is and
how it could get very much better and whatnot over time and things like that.
Actually, they'll just stop bashing it. They won't say this is really good. They'll just stop bashing it and start using it.
Exactly.
And that'll happen pretty quickly, that's my guess.
So this all started, the games moving over all started because of Epic's revenue model split that is way, way better than Steam's.
Yeah.
So for those of you guys that don't know, quick catch up, back in October of last year, Steam announced an amazing new change to their revenue model, how they're going to give more to the creator and whatnot. So at the time, it was a 70-30 split between Steam getting 30% of whatever revenue was made on a game that was sold on Steam. And then they announced, guys, we're giving back to the developers. We're giving back to you guys. The revenue model has changed from a 70-30 split to a 70-30 split. Except if you can manage to sell $50 million, my point.
I overdid myself.
$50 million worth of game, you then get a bit of a discount.
You get a preferential rate after that.
Exactly. Anything beyond the $50 million, we'll only take 20%.
Yeah.
Good guy, Steam. Good guy, Steam, right there. Good guy, Steam. You guys, Gabe Newell, you're doing great over there, man.
If you can hit this very easy.
Easy. This is Gabe Newell speaking, so easy.
We'll give you an even better deal.
Even better.
The deal you get. So what did Epic offer instead?
Epic came along and said, whatever you sell, whoever you are, wherever in the world you are, from the beginning, 12% is what we will take. Straight away blowing Steam out of the water. And it was hilarious because they brought out their pricing structure, I think it was a mere weeks after Steam released their one. So it was sort of like, Steam were like, hey, if you sell a ridiculous number of copies of games, we'll give you a couple pennies back.
Yeah, we'll give you
Epic were like, you just keep as much money as you can.
That's great for us as gamers because it means that developers can go to a very high trafficked play and instantly, even for their little indie game, get 88% profit.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's just huge for us.
And that's even bigger with Steam games and PC games in general being so cheap in comparison to like console games and stuff like that. They're the same game, make no mistake about it. In fact, there's probably a lot more to do when it comes to PCs because they have to support all kinds of like graphics cards and things like that, or monitors and things, and they add all these different settings and things for PC games, but they still get them cheaper because if someone doesn't make it ridiculously cheap for the PC gamer, they'll just pirate it.
Wait, are you suggesting?
Are
you suggesting that PC gamers who spend the majority of their time on the internet would not pay full retail price for every product they consume?
I would like to issue a formal apology. I'm very sorry for insinuating such a terrible thing.
I'm so terrible.
I would never say that the PC gamers don't give a flying about developers and that they would download games for free because they just simply don't care. They're totally pillars of the gaming community and they're supporting them in every way that they can. They're not waiting for Steam sales at all to buy any games. They're not doing anything like that.
No.
pre-order discounts immediately when the game... No, nothing like that. Nothing
good, because it would be very insulting to a very respectful and kind community.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. The kind ones that don't ever cry about anything.
They never cry about anything.
Literally, people think console wars, man, and then PC gamer wars, just like, whoa! Yeah, that's the main thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, the fact that the more money is going to the developers doesn't bring any sort of comfort to PC gamers, because they just don't care about
the developers. The other thing is, not only do they not care about the developers, what I think is, they're going to see it as the developers sort of money grabbing, because the price of the game, it's sort of an industry standard. If you produce a game, it's $29.99 online or like $60 for the hard copy. And if that doesn't go down, they're not going to see it as, well, we're getting savings. But what's actually happening is the developers are making more money, which means they can do more support, faster support, higher quality DLC, faster DLC. Like, you see in terms of increased product quality, increased upfront investment.
Yep.
You see it in an increase in quality of the product that you consume, not a saving, which you were going to make anyway, because you're going to wait for 4 months for a Steam sale, buy the game, and still play CSGO anyway.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So, that's basically what PC gaming is. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to buy a Humble Bundle, it's a sale, a Steam sale. Back to CSGO.
That's another funny thing as well. Like, Steam is really known. Like, if you look up Steam memes, it's Steam raping your wallet with sales.
Exactly.
Of games that, like, are just too well priced that they don't have to care.
Yeah.
That's another thing. That one of the reasons they do the Steam sales is they know they're going to get 30%. They'd rather get 30% of something, and who gives a fuck what the developer gets, because it's free to them, because they didn't put in the infrastructure.
Exactly.
That's why Steam does those sales.
Exactly.
Because they get 30% of anything you spend, and they don't have to produce the game. So it doesn't hurt them to reduce the price.
And at the end of the day, it's the people who actually love games, people who want good quality games, and people who care about the developers making the games, they're the ones that suffer.
Yeah.
All because they just want a cheap game.
Yeah.
And then even when it's not cheap enough, they go and pirate the game, which damages the industry even further.
So it's really important to say we are here now. The entire PC and gaming community, there's not one of you we're not trying to attack.
Exactly. It. Every single one of you.
This is a fight we want to pick.
This is a fight we want to pick for sure, bro. We've definitely got the might.
We're playing with the broadest brush.
The main thing that people were saying, that when they said, we don't like the exclusives going to the Steam store, we don't want to go to the Steam store, they had some arguments against it as features and stuff that they wanted with the Epic store. But it's the loosest, weakest argument. Like, they don't have certain features, like a browser built into Steam. It's like, do you not have Chrome? Do you not have anything else?
Really what it is it's the inconvenience factor. And because it's not already out, like, it's not something that's just accepted in the thing, it feels like it's a big, like, I gotta make this change. Really what happens is, as you have Steam on your desktop, you'll have Epic, and you'll double click a different icon, and that's all that happens.
Put them right next to each other, and it's just
that's all that, in reality, that's what it'll be. But because it's not there yet, and because the standard way of doing things is you just open your computer and Steam pops up, it feels like it's this big deal. It's not really, because it's not like people never go on Facebook on their gaming rigs or whatever, right?
No.
So it's not that big a deal, but it does feel like it. I do understand it, because it feels like a market disruption.
Yeah.
Because this is a huge company that, well, it's a very fast moving company that can hit, it punches way above its weight. And it's coming out and it's taken on the Mike Tyson of in its field.
But even that's like a nice thing. It's like they're trying to change the industry with the newfound power that they have.
Monopolies are very rarely a good thing.
Yes, exactly.
Like, very rarely. And Steam having a competitor, it's going to mean one of two things. Either Steam gets better or dies.
Yeah.
And I think Steam's not going away.
No, it's definitely going to get better. Yeah. If they don't change...
Even just in the sense of, like, better Steam sales. But even if that doesn't help the developers will move and Steam will go away. So
exactly.
It means that there's competition, and they have to make the best product for both games developers and games consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So
recently, Steam updated their UI and whatnot. So one of the things that all PC gamers say is that Steam's UI and API in general is bloated and filled with loads and loads of crap, and it just doesn't run well. Everything's just not intuitive. They released a new UI to make things more intuitive and look good. Why is that? Because Epic came along and decided to do really great things and make things really good looking. It's all just making the industry better. Competition makes things better.
Things like Facebook has, over the last sort of 10 years, as an example, changed its the way its layout and stuff.
Exactly.
It wouldn't have had to do that if Twitter didn't come along, if Instagram didn't come along.
Yes.
Right? So having these other places makes companies go,
we need to make this easier for people to use. If Facebook was the only social media out there, if MySpace had never been a thing, they wouldn't have to change. They just hit something that worked well enough and they would leave it, which is what Steam did. It worked well enough and people got used to it and knew where everything was. They didn't have to improve it because why spend the money moving things around?
Yes.
There's no reason to. There's no competition. Now there's competition. Actually, we need to make this thing easy to use. We need to make it intuitive. We need to check that our, you know, our pricing's accurate, stuff like that. Using Epic as another example, the difference between the Fortnite store and Apex, I do think the Apex store is really heavily lacking.
Yes.
And Epic knows how to do this stuff right. They know how to do sales, and they know stuff can't be there too long. If you've got too long to think about it, you won't buy it.
Yep.
And it doesn't seem like an exclusive. And even I've been tempted to buy stuff, and I'm not microtransactions guy.
Yeah.
So I think Epic understands how to sell this stuff, which is actually really a good thing because they'll give us a pretty decent deal and the developers are going to make significant profits off the back of the better salesmanship, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Which means the developers do well, they make better games, they make games faster, they don't spend 9 years making Cyberpunk, you know?
Don't worry, Cyberpunk's coming, bro. Don't worry about it.
I'll believe it when I see it.
All right. What we can summarize from this then is that PC gamers are babies. Epic Game Store's coming along and changing the landscape for Steam. Steam is starting to get their ducks in a row, but they're doing it very, very slowly, and it's only to their own detriment. And guys, if you want to play a game, just go play a game. It doesn't matter where the hell it is.
Really
doesn't matter where the hell it is. Oh, okay. Let's move on to our next topic.
Yeah, let's get to the next topic.
Go on, let's do it. Now we're talking about idiots all over the world. Anti-vaxxers. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be bad.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
If you're new around here, this is Conversations, where we record conversations we were going to have anyway, mostly about games and entertainment and other stuff, and then upload it to the internet every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you like us, feel free to subscribe. Okay, so let's get talking about anti-vaxxers, okay?
Right.
So, prepare to facepalm a lot. What I've done is I've collected a bunch of comments and a bunch of screenshots from all around the world of stupid things that people have said regarding anti-vax.
I do want to say, we normally wouldn't have done this, but we got a why did you have to go after the anti-vaxxers comment. I mean, I just sort of threw it out there, like, as you know, like idiots or something, like flat earthers.
Exactly.
And I was just, you know, I was just hitting because it was funny. There, it's an easy target.
Exactly.
And somebody
right?
came out and was like, and defended it. We are anti-vaxxers.
Yes.
So I had to. I mean, look, you poked the bear, I'm going to start munching. You
exactly
know?
Right. You guys started this. Let me just read that comment, actually.
Okay.
It goes, I agree with all except your hate on anti-vaxxers. I have a lot of friends who are nurses.
Okay.
So this has immediately gone off the rails.
Perfect.
I have a lot of friends that are nurses and they choose never to give any of their kids vaccines, and I'll be doing the same with mine.
Okie doke.
That was someone. And I just, I replied with a comment, just sort of the eyes emoji, sort of like,
I love that. That eyes emoji, if that's not one of your most used emojis, I think you're using, like, chats wrong.
You're not using emojis enough. That's what that is.
I agree.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about other stupid people.
We should also say as well that you and I happen to have high above average understanding of, like, biology and stuff. Like, we are science graduates, and I took it a bit further than that, quite a lot further than that.
Yeah.
So we do actually know how this stuff works.
It's just funny to see people just take that and be like, no, I'm going to ignore everything. Go. All right, so let me read one of these. There's a tweet from Time, Time magazine. They go and tweet, they say, the flu is killing 4,000 Americans a week. And someone comments saying, this is why I refuse to take flu shots. That's not how that works. I don't think that's...
That's not how that works.
That's not how that works.
People, like, they hear these big numbers.
Yes.
4,000 Americans a week to flu. That's about right for the flu season in America.
Exactly. It's not that much, really.
It's not that,
it's not that much. So this is from Facebook now.
Okay.
Someone says, my point is that the plague disappeared without a vaccine.
Right.
And the person comments like, yeah, because people died, you uneducated potato. That is my favorite insult, perfect, by the way. Uneducated potato. Anytime someone says something stupid, uneducated
that
potato.
That is amazing. There's no comeback to being called a potato.
No, there's really
no, like,
not.
Well, I disagree with your point, so have you checked out this published paper? Like, no, but you're a potato.
There really isn't. Yeah,
that's
just like,
amazing.
Well, I'm done there. If vaccines were healthy, this one's from Twitter. If vaccines were healthy, you could put it on a spoon and eat it. Try it, you'll die. And
then someone, no, you won't.
Someone comments going, if broccoli was healthy, you could put it in a syringe syringe and inject it into your bloodstream. Try it, you'll die.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
That's a good comeback. That's a good comeback. I'm actually
more entertained. So sometimes it's funny to watch people do dumb stuff, like people failing and stuff.
Yeah.
What's more interesting is the comebacks these people. I never thought of the broccoli in a syringe line. That's amazing. I didn't think about it either.
It is brilliant.
That's really good.
So this one's from a Facebook post. We don't know who it is again. The vaccine bad because doctors say they good, but they don't say no. The thing book smart claim, but they be not.
What?
Let me read that. You clearly didn't. Let me just read it again because you clearly didn't understand it. That's
vaccines
what
don't give you autism. That Facebook post just gave me autism.
That was just. I think the general idea is that they don't like vaccines, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, they could be pro-vax. I have no idea.
They could be trying to sell me something. I don't know really here. I don't know what's going on.
I see on your notepad there, the very next thing is from a group, Vegan Mums for Natural Immunity. Yes. I need to know.
Would you like to read this one?
I need to know.
So this was a recommendation. Someone obviously had an issue. It's like, oh, my baby's ill and whatnot. Any recommendations for 1-year-old baby with 101.1 Fahrenheit fever?
That's high.
That's high as hell, high as hell. And these are the recommendations in the comment section.
If you really don't know, one, babies are really susceptible to things. Like, they're not, they're surprisingly robust to some stuff, but things like temperature change, blood loss, they just cannot deal with it. It's like size to volume ratios and stuff. A 101 degree Fahrenheit fever.
For a baby, for a 1-year-old.
That's like, this thing needs to go in an ice bath. This is like brain damage sort of areas. Yeah. This is bad.
Brain cannot stand that kind of heat.
Yeah, this is bad.
So this is the recommendations now. These are genuine responses. Take layers off, maybe wet socks, no need for medicine. No need for medicine though. You don't need to see a doctor.
What's the point of taking the layers off? That's medicine, isn't it? You're trying to fix the problem.
But put some wet socks on, it's fine. My best friend told me a little bit of peppermint under the armpits.
Oh, of course.
A little bit of peppermint on the
Why didn't we think of that? I mean, that's all the hospital would do, right?
Exactly. They'll take you in there. It's like, you've got a bit of... Let's just put a bit of peppermint.
Oh, safe. Thanks for the peppermint. I needed that hospital-grade peppermint. Oh, my God.
This is the best. Lots of cuddles and movies. If you worry, a tepid bath will knock it right out.
Mate, what the hell?
Lots of cuddles. Are you sick? You're sick today, actually.
You feel hot. I know. Sharing body heat.
That's exactly what's going to happen. That's like, make me more hot. Oh my God. And the last one. Oregano essential oils diluted in coconut oil. Rub it on his feet. Keep him hydrated. Lukewarm baths. Fruits if he's accepting to eating anything. First of all, it's a 1-year-old baby.
Nah, man.
I don't know how much fruit you can really feel.
I've actually seen this. So the oregano essential oil is like this big craze. Like, it treats everything, right?
Yes.
I do genuinely believe, because the thing is Big Pharma, you know? Like, they won't let Big Pharma get anything. I think they'd probably own all the oregano if it was that big a deal.
Yes, if it was.
If it cured that much.
All the oregano's coming through us.
It would be illegal. Like, it was like, oh, weed cures everything. It cures all the things.
Yeah.
Broken leg, have a spliff. Like,
yes, that's what they would do.
Then it would be illegal.
They would give you weed all the time.
It would either be illegal like weed because it fixes everything, or they'd own all of it.
Yes, exactly.
So, okay.
The next one. When you realise measles protects you against
cancer...
That's
so fucking not true. I just got to say that before you get past that comma. That is not true.
Categorically incorrect.
Yeah.
You understand why industries want to prevent it.
So
hold on. Let me work through their line of thinking here. Measles protects... We're going to take this as truth. Measles protects you against cancer.
Right.
That is the reason why industries want to prevent it. Because they want cancer to kill people. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
So this is the funny thing, is they're like, the cure for cancer exists. They have it, it's like in a vault, but they don't want to sell you the cure. They want to put you on like chemo and stuff because they make more money.
Makes way more
also
money.
Also totally not true, because you can't stop cancer. If you have the cure, you print money for the rest of the species' life.
Because cancer doesn't stop because you have the cure for it. It's not like we're going to release this to everyone and no one has cancer in the future.
No, that's not how
cancer
it works.
Just comes out from everything.
Yeah. So like genuinely, this is something I don't get. Also like with vaccines, because I've been involved in labs where they were trying to do like malaria vaccines.
Yes.
Right? So I partially helped on some of those projects. The steps we have to go through, it's insane. But a cure is you print money.
Yes.
You print money.
Yeah.
It, like, cure's everyone's not something working they don't cures. Want.
They want.
The cure prints money. People are like, oh, the treatment. Nah. Treatment's expensive.
No.
Treatment's expensive. You producing those drugs, intensely expensive. There's cocktails. It's not just one thing. too expensive. You need all this different tooling, all these different scientists. Too expensive. If you have the cure, that's how you print money.
Exactly.
It's cheap. It's effective. Cancer's not going anywhere.
Finished.
I'm not saying Big Pharma loves you. I'm saying if they had the cure, you'd love them.
Exactly. Yeah. And they would be happy to give it to you.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to the next one. Friends, I'm desperate here. I'm a newly non-vaccinator and I want to write about vaccination dangers for my final thesis in college. However, I have to use scholarly journals, etc. as my sources. When I search deep into GSU libraries, every article seems to be pro-vax and nothing supporting my argument. Does anyone have any scholarly documents that I can use to prove my point effectively? Thank you all.
I think this guy's a genius. I think this guy...
You think he's doing like a double back sort of agents of...
We just... Okay, related to like conspiracy theorists, we just finished the documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, Behind the Curve.
Behind the Curve.
Flat Earth, yeah.
About Flat Earth. My biggest thing was, they say their point, dot, 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 so what?
Yes.
Like,
what's
so
the
what?
Reason?
Right, exactly. So what is the reason? Like, why does it matter? How does it change anything? And I think, like, if you can get them to try and answer the so what,
yeah, their argument just crumbles.
Yeah, even if they still believe it's flat, they're just gonna it doesn't matter though.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter, right? And I think this guy's doing the same thing. And I think this guy's like, can someone please find me a post that isn't like homeopathymums.org blog.
It's a smart way of going there. Yeah, but I like the response as well. It's like, the fact that you cannot find any journals to back up your viewpoint may suggest that you need to reassess your viewpoint.
Perfect.
Maybe.
Just maybe. Unless Big Pharma's controlling all the Google.
Exactly. They are controlling Google. Proof. And there's this another Facebook post with a bunch of emojis, so it's clearly some mother, you know, in an anti-vaxxer group. Can anyone answer why kids don't get chickenpox no more? Or was we experiments as kids? I need answers.
Thinking face emojis.
Maybe the vaccines that we used when we were kids, maybe that's the reason why.
It's vaccination. So chickenpox is a really good one because chickenpox is the vaccination to shingles and stuff.
Yes.
Right? If you get chickenpox as a kid, it's not as bad as if you're an adult.
Yeah.
What you do is you give kids chickenpox as kids. That's why they do like chickenpox parties, because it protects you from getting chickenpox later. Not perfectly, but pretty well. That sort of proves that vaccinations work, right?
Exactly.
Because you take a less bad version of the disease
and it prevents a much bigger disease afterwards.
And also, the reason that chickenpox is going down is because so many people have been exposed to it. It's herd immunity.
It proves
the theory.
We're just proving these theories, and these people are like, that's proof why we don't need it. It's like, no.
I did see one where the guy was like, you know, back in the day, like measles, mumps, and rubella wasn't even that big of a deal. People just stayed home. I'm like, yes, they did. Dot, 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 and got brain damage and died.
And died.
And the survival rate between like ages 1 and 5 was 72% higher, lower than it is today. That's what happened.
This one's funny. I've seen this one a lot now. So it's a picture of a woman and her daughter. And the title is Texas 14-year-old virgin falls pregnant after flu shot.
That is how they work. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's totally not that a horny teenager had sex. It's that the flu shot caused the impregnation.
No, well, you know what? I've seen a lot of flu shot documentaries on Pornhub.
Yeah.
And I can see how it would get that way.
Because, yes.
Because that wasn't the method I was aware of, vaccinations. It's not the way I've ever had them. But the way these documentaries show it.
On Pornhub, yes.
Yeah. I can understand.
Could you link me to some of those
documentaries? I'll get you the references.
Thank
for you
very
so you
much.
Can do your own
and
research.
We'll also pop that down in the description.
We definitely
as well,
won't
so you
do that.
I love how the comment as well on top, somebody's obviously shared it, says, hell no, why myself or my kids will never get a flu, spelling correctly, shot. One of the many reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the many reasons.
We'll never
reasons.
Get a flu shot. It's like, the way she's written it, it's like, we'll never get a chimney shot.
Chimney shot,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
exactly
it's the
right.
Wrong flu, but yeah. You don't want your kids getting pregnant.
Exactly. So this is clearly like a response to an anti-vax post and whatnot.
Okay, right.
It goes, let's not forget about anti-vaxxers. And then someone saying like, you know, anti-vaxxers are good and whatnot comes in and goes, there have been multiple scientific studies on the dangers of vaccination.
False.
And one person's like, show me one, please. And then the woman goes, government controls the internet, so I can't find what I'm looking for.
Oh,
thanks for
trying. So one of the things is, so it is true that people do have like severe allergic reactions to medicines and stuff, right?
Yes.
And so people do die getting vaccinations.
Yes.
One thing that those people that mention that see they're dangerous never mention is we lose about 10 people every year who died from getting injections. Sometimes people go to get bloods taken, they're perfectly healthy, the needle goes in their arm and they spontaneously die. It just happens, right?
Yeah.
It's this unknown phenomena. It's like a handful. It's a handful across the globe, but it does
It's the same reason why even if you're 100% matched with somebody for like an organ transplant, there's still the act of surgery that causes rejection of organs and stuff
So again, just fun biology facts for you guys. If you were
science with Sheps and Eddie.
So this again, like funny things that just never comes up, and now I get to like say these cool facts. If you were like wrongly scheduled for like a heart transplant,
yeah,
and they cut your heart out and they go, oh, this is the wrong guy, put it back, and you get your own heart,
you can still get organ rejection.
You will get rejected just because the body doesn't like that stuff.
Yeah.
And there are antibiotics. You don't see anybody that's anti-antibiotics, right?
Exactly.
People die from taking antibiotics all the time. It does happen.
That's the thing. Medicine, and people just don't get it.
My favorite one is, there's mercury in it.
Oh.
Technically true. That atom is in there.
Yes.
But I tried to explain it to someone using like 3 slices of bread. You have a frozen slice of bread.
Yeah.
A room temperature slice of bread. And a toasted slice of bread. The frozen slice of bread, if you leave it, will become just like bread. You cannot untoast the toasted bread.
Yes.
And the mercury that's in these things is toasted.
It's toasted. You can't change it.
It will not do the things that those other 2 slices of bread will do now. It's fixed in a certain way. It cannot be toxic in that form. And there's more mercury, the bad kind of mercury, in 1 tin of tuna. This is true. 1 tin of tuna has more like actual bad binding mercury
than all the vaccines.
If you took 1 dose of every vaccine that exists and just pumped it into your arm, there's about 10 times more mercury mercury in the tin of tuna. And no one goes, oh, mercury.
No one ever says anything about that.
So
the other thing that I like to say is that, mercury by itself is poisonous.
Yeah.
Is poisonous, right? But so's chlorine. And so's sodium. But guess what? When you put sodium and chlorine together to make salt, you don't die.
That's amazing.
You don't die.
That's amazing.
Motherfuckers.
Another thing is they're like, oh, mercury, it's like this is toxic metal. And I'm like, do you know what else is toxic? Iron. If I take a rod of iron and put it through, you will die.
But your blood metal is poisoning. Full of iron.
Metal poisoning, bitch.
Because of this, like you said, about people dying from vaccinations and whatnot, there's another one here. It goes, parents, ask yourselves.
Okay. I'm not going to look at this. I'm going to be frank. Okay.
Imagine you have 1,000 cupcakes.
Yes.
And 1,000 children in front of you.
Perfect.
One of the cupcakes is poison.
Right.
Do we still let our children eat the cupcakes? Would you let your child eat a cupcake? Honestly, would you?
Okay.
Now imagine that you didn't have a choice. This is a mandatory vaccination.
Right.
Just using one example, out of 1 in every 1,000 children have a bad reaction to the rotavirus. If your kid gets poisoned by a cupcake, think about it. How would you feel if the mum next to you said, oh, well, my son enjoyed the cupcake. Sorry.
Okay.
Do you like that incredibly bad metaphor?
This is a straw man. This is what happens where you take somebody's argument, right? Instead of me having to fight you, I make a scarecrow, a straw version of you, dress him in your clothes, and then I fight that guy.
Yeah.
Right? That's what this
is. Someone just can't defend themselves.
That's what this is. It's a boxing match against the straw man, right?
You've made yourself a little argument.
That's not even close to how that works, by the way.
It isn't. And this is a cool little argument
My favorite comeback as well is, because they're like, oh, vaccines cause autism. Vaccines cause adults.
Exactly.
Because you always notice all these mums worried about their kids' health, they're vaxxed up to the eyeballs.
Exactly. There was a picture of some ducks, actually, I think it was. So you know there's that emoji, I'll put up on the screen, meme of the ducks that have got the babies behind them,
and they
walk over a drain hole.
And it's the worst thing,
because like only one duck survives out of the whole thing.
And the
mum looks down, it's like, the mum's the fully vaccinated
mum.
And then all the other ones, it's like, they just all die, and it's like,
oh, man.
That's so bad, right?
I did see a Facebook post as well that was like, see, that's not that bad, and I don't want them to get autism. One, what they're saying is, autism's worse than my kid dying.
Yeah.
I would rather my kid be dead than have autism. So that's pretty horrendous.
Pretty horrendous thing to imply.
Do you know what else measles can do to your kid? How about hearing loss? How about irreparable brain damage? How about blindness? How about physical disabilities? Like, what are the odds of that? Well, like 6 in 10, 5 in 10, 2 in 10.
Yep.
Like suddenly your chance of 1 in 1,000, which was your cupcake that you were so worried about, is like 28 out of 1,000. It's suddenly 2%.
Yep.
Almost 3% that your kid's gonna really suffer from this preventable disease.
You could have just not been stupid and not put your kid through it.
Ugh.
So I'm gonna read a couple more. So this one's titled How Anti-Vaxxers Sound to the Rest of Us, and it sort of goes in with that cupcake argument just
okay,
here.
Okay, perfect.
Let me read this to you. It goes, I almost choked to death once while eating food.
Okay.
I did my own research and I discovered that I'm not alone. Thousands of people choke every year while eating, and hundreds of these people die. That's why I don't feed my kids, it's dangerous. Now, plenty of people will point out that food supposedly prevents starvation.
Show me one study that says that.
One study that says that. And that might be true, but it's not fair to completely ignore all the dangers of food and all the dangers that it poses, like choking, allergies, gingivitis, and garlic breath. I'm saying do your own research and decide what you think is best for your kids. If you choose to... I can't do this with a straight face. If you choose to give your kids potentially deadly food, that's your problem. But as a parent, I don't think the government has any right to tell me that I need to feed my kids.
Perfection.
Brilliant argument, perfection. Right? Literally brilliant.
I love that.
And I've got this one more that I think okay. We're going to have to face palm to end this video.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
He goes, so I just got some clothes from a friend. She vaccinated her children. Are the clothes contaminated or can they be washed?
Oh my God, that's not a real... It's got 24 likes.
So there are at least 24 more.
This person's an admin. This person's an admin of a group and 24 people liked it. What does she think? Like it's itching powder or something that they've just dabbed onto. My God. See, it's like...
Oh, good.
The people have no idea how any of this works. They just know they're against it. Do you know what's also funny? So that like the doctor, the brave doctor that came out against Big Pharma, right?
Yeah.
They're like, he came out, he risked his career to tell us the truth. Actually, what he risked his career for was not to tell you that the MMR vaccine causes autism. What his study found, which also if you follow the money, it's interesting, he got about $300,000 about 6 months before the study came out from a competing pharmaceutical company.
Yes.
I mean, you know, what his study found was that company A's MMR vaccine caused autism. So you should use company B.
Yes.
And company B's parent company paid him about $300,000 about 6 months before. That's what he found.
There was definitely no sort of correlation.
It was not then. MMR causes autism. It was don't use company A, use company B. And then what I think has happened is it got blown out of proportion and he can't back down. Now
yes,
because
exactly.
his argument was I followed the rules. I didn't take a bribe. So he'd be done for fraud and perjury and stuff like that. So he has to go with vaccines are bad and he's destroying the planet.
Exactly.
I want to come out and say I'm actually pro-anti-vax.
Are you?
I'm pro-anti-vax.
Pro-anti-vax, okay.
I just wish the anti-vax population would move to one isolated island. And then it's a self-curing problem.
Exactly.
And just
they
to be safe,
themselves.
Because they're so worried about their health, they should take the vegans with them.
They should. They really should.
Yes.
All right, that's all we're going to talk about. I feel like we had a good poking fun of anti-vaxxers.
We wouldn't have touched this because we actually know how it works and it's hard to be funny when you actually can explain stuff, when you really know how it works.
Yeah.
So I would worry that it wouldn't be funny, but this guy came and poked us.
Yes.
So
there you go.
Next episode, I'm going to explain why the flat earthers are right, but they're all CIA plants. The Earth is flat, but the flat earthers are CIA plants.
Exactly. Tune in next time for that. That's right. Now we're going to be talking about how one woman went absolutely crazy over what she describes as her light angel, is it?
Healing angel.
Healing angel. My apologies. Her healing angel. If you're new around here, this is Conversations, where we're two guys...
Record conversations we were going to have anyway and put them up on the internet.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Thank you. You're my bro.
You didn't forget the intro.
You're my moon to my star, just
that's
like
it.
This woman said.
Like, I know you didn't forget it. I just felt like that was the natural position for me to jump in.
Exactly.
That's
right.
What it was. That's
if
all
you guys
it was.
Enjoy us, feel free to subscribe and we can hear about more awesome stuff that we talk about here, usually about games and entertainment and crazy women like this one. This woman, I'm gonna put the photo up here for a good solid 10 seconds.
She got a bad case of the crazy.
Oh boy.
Ooh. I actually just watched an interview with her.
Yeah. She'd already been arrested. She's like in jail and they like give a sort of CNN sort of style interview.
So this is a somewhat older story.
Yeah.
And so I'd actually already come across it and I'd seen the interview. But even if you hadn't and you read the crazy stuff in the article that she said.
Yeah.
When you watch the interview, she's even crazier. She's even crazier.
I mean, like you said, the case of the crazier, she just...
Mate.
The way she breathes, the way she licks her lips, the way she... Her eyes do not... They've got, like you said, a fear of blinking almost.
Yeah.
She's got a phobia to blinking. She's like...
The way she speaks... She's even crazier than... We're going to read you some of the comments, and I think we'll link to that interview as well.
Yes.
You will think you know how crazy this chick is from this video. When you watch that interview, which you absolutely should, you can pick anywhere in it, by the way.
Just click into any random part of the video, you will see exactly what we're talking about.
Cray cray.
Cray cray, and not in a good way.
No.
This woman, her name is Jacqueline Claire Adez. She has been sent to jail for threatening a guy that she met in Arizona.
Yeah.
So apparently she went to her psychic, and her psychic told her to go to a place in Arizona because she will find her healing angel.
Her healing angel. Spoiler alert, if somebody has a psychic, they're a regular.
Yes.
At a psychic, that should be like red flag number one.
Red flag number one.
Hey,
this is a bad sign. Yeah. Steer clear. Yeah. That type of thing. And apparently after her first date with this gentleman. Yes. First date with this gentleman who she just apparently met randomly online somewhere.
And from the interview as well, which we did skip through a bit, it sounds like she gets the idea in her head that she needs to go there.
Exactly.
She goes there, she meets a guy and goes on a date. It's not like it's a... I think she met him online or something.
Yes, on like a Tinder app or something like that.
Meets the guy once. And then
she proceeds to send him 60,000 messages after that first date. 60,000 messages after that first date.
After their only date, because I'm guessing after message maybe 10 or 12, maybe not.
No, the guy's actually he's got a heart of gold. Okay. He goes on one or two more dates afterwards to try and calm her down. I guess he's more like, she sent 60,000 and she hasn't got the message. I guess I have to see her to tell her in person, look, this isn't working out. You're very nice. You're very good looking. Just go away somewhere and find someone else, you crazy ass bitch.
Earlier than that, before 65,000 text messages, I think I'm starting to get the impression that I could be stabbed with a pair of scissors here.
That's the thing. I would be shit scared. What if this person's clearly loose in the head somewhere?
This chick will cut you.
Yes. Well, in fact, this is the... So some of the comments that she sent in those text messages... By the way, after the second and third date, in total, she sent 159,000 messages over a 10-month period, basically. So for 10 months, she just didn't give up, right?
I don't think I've ever sent that many messages
to anybody
in my life.
Anyway, if you could look up on your phone, I don't think I've sent that many messages at all. Anyway, some of the messages include, and I'll give you some quotes right here.
Yeah, let's hear some of these. I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones. I'm not smart enough to make that up.
That's crazy level thing. A normal brain can't think of that. That's how you... So you'd have to go like
this. This is not ideal, lady.
And there are officers saying like she shows signs of mental illness. And
really?
Detective, tell me, where did you go to school for your detective
They must be really keen detective minds.
They've
because I wouldn't
clearly
have clocked
seasoned
that.
Veterans when it comes
I wouldn't
to
have
detectives.
Clocked that those sorts of messages in 65,000 in 10 months... You know, to pick those out and go, these show some signs of like that she may be unhinged.
They're clearly very apt in the... Yeah. They're very up to date with their detective knowledge and whatnot. That's clearly what it is.
So People, the magazine, reached out to her public defender. And it says his name, Mr. Leathers, did not immediately respond to the request for comment.
He was just sort of like, so what is your defense in terms of this this woman sending thousands of messages, threatening the man's life and eating kidneys with finger bones?
Let me get back to you. Objection!
He's like, overall, that was, oh no, wait, that's not my line. He just got confused and I'll get back to you guys soon.
The thing is as well, like, I'm sure as a public defender, he's probably had cases. Have you seen the footage of the guy where the judge says to the guy, like, are you guilty? And the guy says, bitch, I might be.
No, I haven't seen that.
We will find that video and watch that before the end of today. But basically, this guy responds with, bitch, I might be to the judge.
A bad move, bad move.
And that's to the point as a public defender, you're just like, fuck hell, Derek.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that public defenders probably are aware that most of their clients aren't that switched on.
Yes.
Or that they will have clients that are a bit...
They're a bit dim.
But this is one where you're like, I'm a public defender. I wasn't expecting to get Charles Manson. You know, I wasn't expecting to get Dexter the serial killer and defend that guy. Like, I'm not sure where I go with this.
I would like to be...
They didn't train me for this.
On the wall
in
when
Arizona
someone...
Community Law College...
I would like to be a fly on the wall when those kind of like cases come to them, where they're like, okay, right here, sir, you are being accused of stealing thousands of dollars worth of equipment from an electrical store. We've got you on camera and you actually say your name in front of the camera.
You say, ha ha, finally, like, I, John Adams. I can't believe
me, John Adams, is stealing all of this like that. And then you proceed to shoot one of the employees within camera and then say, oh my God, and now I'm a murderer. And you're claiming you're not guilty.
What I want to know
how
is
am that, I going to defend that?
Have you ever seen, like, I've watched enough law programs to know how it all works. And the judge will sometimes say, approach the bench. And yes. The defense and the prosecution come up. At what point does the judge go, look, guys, we know. And then he turns to the defender and goes, buddy, like, this is embarrassing enough for all of us. The prosecution don't even want to be here. And he's like, look, John, seriously, I don't want to be here. This is fucking, this is, I'm not going to get anything out of closing this one. And they go, how are we going to get you out of this sticky situation and save some face? Because you got to defend her, but this is, come on,
the
buddy.
The thing is that they and have then, to be 100%. He has to stay in the point of, like, no, my client is innocent because they claim they are innocent.
Yeah.
So you have to look the judge dead in the eye, a man or a woman who is very clearly smart, got to that point and go, no, judge.
Yeah.
I am defending my client with all of my heart.
What's her name? Ads.
Jacqueline.
He's like, no, my defendant, Jacqueline, is just a passionate person. She likes to stay in communication.
Mm-hmm.
There's no law against staying in communication. There's no law against using chopsticks.
No.
And as far as I'm aware, there's no laws determining what chopsticks can be made out of.
Exactly.
Or who.
And eating kidneys is okay for some people. Some people like
it's
that.
It's a cultural delicacy. Your Honor. How dare you?
Case closed.
Yeah. Shuts his briefcase, walks out. No, we're not done.
No.
I shut my briefcase, Your Honor.
I think we are done. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty insane. And clearly this woman went to jail for a very, very long time.
So
she's not coming out.
I hope not.
No.
Honestly, I genuinely want to hear what you guys have to say in the comments. I would seriously recommend you check out the video.
Yes.
You don't have to watch the whole thing. It's about 20 minutes. I wouldn't. It's you get the gist quite quickly, but you can pick anywhere in the video. So look, maybe you think in the first 5 minutes she's really nervous. That is a lot of cameras. People are asking her some intense questions. Yeah. It's one of the low points of her life. You know, she's been arrested. She thought she was meeting her healing angel.
She got duped out of that.
Exactly. Oh. So maybe you skip a bit. She's still cray.
Yes.
She's still like that. You should see and hear her. And, like, they ask her a question. So why did you come to Arizona? And her explanation is bizarre, man. It starts at her psychic.
That's the thing. When someone starts
more
with,
sane.
I was talking to my psychic. It's like, oh, God.
But then she goes to a bar. This is the best thing. I was talking to my psychic, and she said I need to find my healing
angel.
And then she goes to a bar, and the guy says, you know, she's talking to the barman, which who actually talks to the barman? And the guy says, oh, what are you looking for? Well, maybe he's behind you. You never know. And she literally turns around and speaks to the first guy behind him and asks, are you my healing angel? And he's like, no. This is her words. Like, are you my healing angel? No.
Camera just turned off.
Still.
Hey, yes, don't worry, you're not having a stroke, you don't need to check your blood pressure, everything's okay, this is totally me from a different day. Basically what happened was that me and Sheps had so much fun talking about anti-vaxxers, making fun of them, we spoke for so long that we run the battery dry. That's how passionate we are about taking the piss out of anti-vaxxers. So when it came to this last video, we didn't have any more battery left and it would have taken an age to recharge and then reshoot. So yeah, so that was the end of everything. We basically did cover everything, so don't worry. We're not that funny, we're not that interesting. So what else we would have said probably wouldn't have been that interesting anyway. Anyway, thanks a lot for watching, guys. See you in the next one.